This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm John Idstey. Hezbollah rockets today hit more towns and cities across northern Israel, including strikes deep inside that country. Yesterday's rocket attack on the northern port city of Haifa killed 8 workers at a railroad yard. It was the highest Israeli civilian death toll of this latest conflict. Today's attacks on Lebanon by Israeli warplanes left at least 17 dead. All across the northern border, Israelis who haven't fled southward are hunkered down or trying to readjust to life under fire. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Zarit on the Israel-Lebanon border.
Just down at the end of their block, Eliyahu and Mazal Cohen look out across the border into Lebanese villages. They moved to this forested hilltop border community with the encouragement of the Israeli government after the 1967 Arab-Israeli War. With nearly 40 years in Zarit, the Cohens have been through war, random rocket fire, and other challenges many times before. They're largely unfazed by the latest incoming fire and the regular outgoing Israeli artillery nearby. Mazal says she hopes this time the Israeli military cripples Hezbollah once and for all.
Destroy Hezbollah, Lebanon. Not the civilians, it means their leaders.
Lebanese civilians across the border are bearing the brunt of the attacks, as civilians are here. Out of the 60 families in Zarit, the Cohens are one of the few who've remained. After 3 people here were wounded in a recent Katusha attack, most families left or are now living in bomb shelters. 20-year-old Jeanette Cohen was born and raised here. She left her home in Nahariya, just south, to come back home to be with her parents as the crisis escalates.
We want to be with our family, but you have to understand we are live this situation all of our life.
But is this different at all?
Yes, we feel a little bit less protected.
As your brother's children try to venture outdoors, Jeanette quickly shoos them back inside. In the small yard, her brothers and husband, meantime, play two-on-two soccer next to a few olive trees and grapevines. It's just another side yard soccer game serenaded by artillery fire. Eliyahu Cohen stands on his porch taking it all in. He says force is the only thing Hezbollah understands. Negotiations won't work, he says. There isn't another person on the other side who understands negotiations. But asked if he thinks Israel should send in ground forces to stop Hezbollah fire, Cohen rolls his eyes a bit. We shouldn't go into the past. The past hasn't been so good, he says, referring to Israel's disastrous, almost 2-decades-long military occupation of South Lebanon, begun in part to stop rocket fire. Israel pulled out behind a UN-marked border in 2000. Another ground offensive, Cohen says, won't solve anything. He says they're still waiting for Lebanon to clean up its own house and disarm Hezbollah.
A buffer zone won't really help. It all depends on and is up to the Lebanese government to prevent terror from coming from Lebanon.
There's some nervous laughter after an artillery round shakes the Cohens' house. Just down the street, other families aren't taking any chances. Karen Shabu and her husband and 2 young children have been living in a bomb shelter in Zarit for the last 5 days.
All day long we heard the bombs. They're scared. Tomorrow we send them away, only the children. But as you can see, all the country is under attack. You can't hide from it.
Shabu agrees with her government's official stance that there should be no talks or prisoner swaps to get the captured Israeli soldiers back. That will only encourage more deadly Hezbollah attacks and abductions, she says, like the one last week that triggered the latest fighting. But many Israeli soldiers fighting on this northern border take a very different position. Infantrymen sit near their Humvee, quickly downing a lunch of canned olives and sandwiches before heading back out on patrol. This officer, who didn't want his name used, says a prisoner exchange is the only way to solve this.
That's the number one thing. We have to do everything to get back the bodies or the soldiers, even if it's people number one on the wanted list.
Another Israeli soldier adds, it's okay, we can still exchange prisoners and continue the fight at the same time. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Zarit, on the Israel-Lebanon border.